Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas daf Mem Tes 49, and today's shiurim and the Masechta shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family. Leili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chil Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basa Bas Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Alehem Hashalom. So we continue here in the fourth parak, towards the second half of the fourth parak of Masechta's Brachas in the Yerushalmi, and today we talk about adding in to the tefillos, because after all, we know there's a specific limud for how do we know. The last daf we did, how do you know there are 18 brachas in the Shemona Esrei, all the five different shitas, how do you know the 18, and how do you know the 7, and how do you know the 9 we mentioned. And now, what about other additions? Because there's another time that you might say another bracha, and that's how the Gemara gets into this. How would you say another bracha? And that is on a fast day, Anenu. Right, Anenu might be another bracha, and that is the question. Is it another bracha? So the Gemara mentioned the 24 brachas of a fast day, because that's in the days of old when they added on actual six brachas. How do you know that? That was connected the times it says, Rina Tefillah Tchina in Shlomo HaMelech's prayer. So now let's pick up with that now on Mem Ches Amabes. The Gemara quotes a machlokes, a couple of lines up, the Gemara quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Shmuel about where does a yachid who has his own tainus seabor, meaning not his own tainus, which we'll get to the best of that soon, but a yachid on a tainus seabor, on some gedalia, on a sar b'teves. Where does he say anenu? So Rabbi Zeir, let's start with there again, the two dots. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, yachid on a tainus seabor, zorgel haski min ha-ma'orab. He has to say anenu. Heichanu omra, bein gol yisol rofei cholim. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that a yachid says anenu as a separate, independent bracha. Ma'u Amer, and here's the bracha. Anenu Hashem Anenu ba'eis ubana hazos. At this time, kivetzor gadol anachnu al taser pedech b'menu. Don't hide your face from us. V'yaltes alam itchinasenu ki ata Hashem oneh ba'eis sarah. Hashem, you answer during the days of sarah. Podil matzah b'chol eis mitzuka. V'yitzakwa Hashem batzar lohem. Quoting the pasuk in Tehillim, v'mitzuko seim yotzeim. Bracha Hashem oneh ba'eis sarah. So that is Rabbi Yirmiyah's opinion, that a yachid says anenu as a separate bracha, bein gola rofe. Rabbi Yanai, b'shem Rabbi Yishmael, b'shem beis Rabbi Yanai, omra, b'shem ayat fila. No, it's not a separate bracha. You put it in shem ayat fila, so it's a machlokes, as we will see. Rabbi Yona, b'shem Rava, afilu, Rav says, afilu yachid, shegazer tainus alatzmo, tzorech lahaskir meina ma'ora. Rav is an additional chiddush, that even if you have a personal fast day, you have a tainus chalom, you have a tainus for any other reason, you're noder, so one has to mention anenu during their personal. What's the chiddush? So you might say, biyom tzom tani senu is only a tzibur idea. Right? You might say it's a collective, but Rav says, no, even a yachid would say anenu in his tefillah. Echan hu omra, so where does the yachid say it? Where does the yachid say anenu in his tefillah? Right. What are the two tzadim? When does he say it? Heichan hu omra is the question here, and the Haredim explains. Klomar be'ez tefillah maskar anenu. In which tefillah does he say anenu? Because I could hear two sides. What are the two sides? Says the Haredim. The assumption is that you're going to say it in more than just mincha, that what our minhag is. We mentioned this last time, or two times ago. But maybe you should mention it, the ma'ariv beforehand also. Why? Because even though you're not fasting yet, we know that the Jewish calendar, hayom holech achar alayla, beforehand. And therefore maybe you should start saying anenu, the ma'ariv beforehand, even though you're not eating yet. Or the Haredim says the other side. Maybe it doesn't go by when halachically there might be a fast day, but it goes by when you're actually fasting. And when you daven ma'ariv after your fast day, that's when you're still fasting. So maybe you should still say anenu, biyom tzom, at that time. Those are the two tzadim of the question. Now let's see the Haredim inside. Arvis kodem tainis, kaskar shabbos. Do you go by ma'ariv before the fast day? Right, Odilma, like Shabbos, right? Shabbos starts the night before. Odilma, kiva dematzi lecho balayla achar arvis. Since you could eat then, eino masker el shachris mincha arvis. Dadayin hu batanizu. He's still fasting in the ma'ariv after. So which do you do it? Do you do ma'ariv shachris mincha or shachris mincha ma'ariv? Meaning, do you go by the actual fasting or do you go by what we might call the chalos shein tainus? right? The halachic status of the tainus, and therefore you do it by Ma'ariv the night before, even though you are not fasting yet. That's the question. So, Hechad Omer, Rav Zira, B'Shem Rav, Huna, Kalelo Shel Shabbos Kiyomo. So, Rav Zira, in the name of Huna, says, it's like Shabbos. Like Shabbos, meaning the night before. The night before, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, is when you say, Anenu. Omer, Rav Mani, Ana, Delo Bedakta. I wasn't sure before I heard the machlokas that we just quoted earlier at the beginning of our shiur today. Before I heard the machlokas about whether a yachid, where does a yachid say mein hamaora? Does he put it on a tainus sibur? Does he put it in the shomea tefila, right, as a part of that bracha? Or does he put it begol arofe as a separate independent bracha? Before I heard that machlokas, I wasn't sure what to do. But now that I heard that machlokas and I heard a comment about it, now I know the answer to this question. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Mani, ano de lo badakte, before I heard the machlokas about whether you should, where you should say it, I was mesupak about it, in kahadad Rabbi Yirmiya, in kahadad Rabbi Yanai, b'shem Rabbi Yishmael. Is the halacha like Rabbi Yirmiya? Rabbi Yirmiya said you put it as a separate bracha, or is the halacha like Rabbi Yishmael that says, no, you have it as part of Shomei Tfila? So I didn't know, so salkis l'sidre, I went to the Beis Medrash, v'shamis Rav Huna b'shem Rav, and I heard Rav's statement that we just quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud. Rav who said, "Afilu yachish a gazer alatz botainis sorach lahaskir meina ma'ora." Rav said that even if you have a personal fast day, you have to say anenu. And on that comment, Hasiv Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi asked a question on that, and as we'll see, from that question, I got an answer to my question. From the fact that he asked that question, so Hasiv Rav Yosi. So this is all Rebbe Money talking. Rebbe Money is going to answer our question about, you know, whether you're supposed to say Anenu in the Ma'ariv beforehand or the Ma'ariv afterwards. So Rebbe Money is going to say, well, I heard this other conversation, and implied from this other conversation, I got an answer to my conversation. So let's continue. So Rav says, I went to the Beis Medrash, I heard them talking about Rav Shita, that says that even if a Yachid has Gazer on himself, Tainus, he has to say Meina Ma'ora. Hey, said Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Yosi asked on that, Valmastisa Pliga. But the following Brisa argues, because the following Brisa is going to imply only Tainus Sibur. Only Tainus Sibur gets Anenu, not a Tainus Yachid, not a private. But also in that comment is going to teach us when you're supposed to say Anenu. V'amatisa pliga, b'chol yom adam ispalo shmona esrei, every day a person daven shmona esrei. Always, even b'motzei Shabbos, u'b'motzei yom ha-kippurim, u'b'motzei Tainus Sibur. Shmona Esrei is even said by these three. What's the chiddush of each of these? So the Mefarshim go into each one. But Motzi Shabbos, you say Shmona Esrei. What's the chiddush? Even though there's a concept of Tosefa Shabbos, and you might say, oh, Tosefa Shabbos, maybe we should even say the Shmona Esrei of Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos, meaning a seven bracha Amida. No, you say the 18. Uba Motzo Yom HaKippurim, and also Yom Motzo Yom Kippur, meaning even though we had a day before that says Ne'ilah takes care of Ma'ariv, Ne'ila poter ma'ariv. So we say, no, Ne'ila is not poter ma'ariv. You have to say Shmona Esrei. U'b'motzoi tainus sibur. So what is that teaching us? Because you might have said that you should say Anenu even here, which is 19 brachas, right? Kamashalan, no, don't say it here. Don't say it here because it's the end. But what is that mashma? That you've said Anenu as a separate bracha earlier in the day. The chiddush of this question is only that you don't say Anenu as a separate bracha now, but you'd say it earlier. So what does that prove? That proves that you say Anenu as a separate bracha, and also that you don't say Anenu after the fast. Right? So both of those issues are answered. And also, a third, it says Tainus Tzibur. Tainus Tzibur. Right, so meaning the mashma that the only issue, that's the question that was asked on Rav, that you see Anenu is only appropriate by a Tainus Tzibur. So, min ma, let's just finish the statement. Now this is all, continuing now, Rabbi Money's comment. Min ma dama Rabbi Yosi, masnisa pliga. The fact that Rabbi Yosi quoted this and said, the Brisa argues, Havi Kain itasvis ben goel Yisrael rofei cholim. So it's clear that the placement of it should be between goel Yisrael and rofei cholim, meaning as a separate bracha bifnei atzma, because after all, that is what was mashma from this question of, don't say it as a separate bracha on motzoi tainus sibur. Mashma on the tainus sibur, you would say it as a separate bracha, and mashma is only on a tainus sibur, and mashma that you wouldn't say it by myriv afterwards. So there's a lot in that discussion. Lomaisa, what do we do? So Tosfos, the Charedim quotes it, but it's a Tosfos. Tosfos says, we are machalik. between the Yachid and the Tzibor. Tosfos in Tainis on Dab Yud Gimel Amid Beis says that a Shliach Tzibor, as we know, says it Ben Goal Arofe, has it as a separate bracha. But a Shliach Tzibor, Omer Goal Yisrael, the Koveya Bracha V'Chosem. But a Yachid has it in Shomei Tfila. Right, that we're mechalik between a yachid and a shliach tzibur. Right, two issues. Number one, when do you say it within the amida? Number two, which amida do you say it by? Which amida do you say it by? So the first question that we just said, we pass is a chilek between the yachid and the tzibur. What about when do you say it? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. A big discussion in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rif and the Balamar and the Bala and the Ran, all the Rishonim in Tainus on Davdalad, Amal Aleph, and the Dafi Arif. Right, says the Rif says you say it in all the tefillas. You say it in all the tefillas. He quotes our Yerushalmi. And then he quotes, what does this brisa sound like? This question of Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Rif quotes this argument that we just read. Sounds like you don't say it by Ma'ariv afterwards, but Masbi, you say it earlier. Say it by Shacharis, and you say it by Ma'ariv beforehand. Right, it sounds like that's what you would say. And the big discussion, the Balamar and the Ramban, whether that's true or not. So if you look in the Ran often, when there's a Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban, the Ran would quote it and summarize it. Aval Raz Halevi Cholek, the Rabzrachi Halevi, the Balamar argues on the Rif. Va'omer, She'ein Mispalin Tfilas Tainis Ba'arvish Olel Knesses Atainis. Right, the Rif sounds like you say Anenu the night before. The night before, a fast day. The Balamar says no. V'dacharayos Halal Ksubas Behalachos. And the Balamar is doch all the proofs. And he says, in the Yerushalmi, that's only because the Yerushalmi is going like Rav Kahana, who said earlier that a Yachach and Makabal Tainis is also being a sandal the night before. Chayshin Hashem Tainis Sibur Kibolov Umashba Donami the Ochav Hashosim Ibod Yom Mishemachi Kamer to Omer Kaleli Shabbos V'Yomo the Kashem Shizek Kidesh Kulo Laila V'Yom Kach Zev Zev. Right, there are days that say that maybe you should even have the other Inuyim on the night before. But according to what we hold, that the other Inuyim don't start the night before, Kol Shah Shemutel Olecho, Ein Lo Lispal Tfilas Tainis. No, you should not say Anedu at Meir, the Meir before, says the Balamor. The Ramban defends the Rif as he always does in the Melchamas. Again, it does not mean, like the Ramban himself writes, in the Hagdama to the Melchamas. It doesn't mean that he holds like the Rif. It just says he has to give covet to the Rif, and he has to defend the Rif Shita, and explain what he's based on. So this is a major machlokas we've shown him about what we do, and of course we know we only say Anenu by Mincha. For the Yachid, as we explained already in the past couple of days, because Anenu is reflective of a fast day. So when it's a Shliach Tzibur, so he could say at Shacharis already, because even though he personally might not fast, he might be off to break his fast, but he's on the half of the Tzibur, and the Tzibur is going to be fasting. But the Yachid only says it by Mincha, because then there's maybe an assumption that they'll finish, because there's already Mincha, or maybe whatever he's done already is ready enough to be called a Yom Tzom, but our minhag is not to do it by Ma'ariv before. We don't say Anenu by Ma'ariv before of a fast day. Good. Related to this, once we're talking about Anenu, let's talk about Tisha B'Av. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yitzchak B'Shem Rebbe Chia Ditziporen Yachid B'Tisha B'Av Tzarech Lahaskir Mein Ma'ora. What we call Nachem, but there's also a version called Rachem. Right, that the what, where did we have to, there's a chiyuv to mention Me'ein Ha'Me'ora on a Tisha B'Av. Interesting, also here it does not say Tisha B'Av Mincha. It just says Tisha B'Av, which sounds like all the tefillas Me'ein Ha'Me'ora. Also, Anenu, I want to say it's about a fast, and you have to be fasting, and that's why maybe only the later point. Nachim is not about that. Nachim is just about Tisha B'Av, and the Gemara even calls it here Me'ein Ha'Me'ora. So Me'ein Ha'Me'ora sounds like Yalav Yavo. So the rush, interesting, the rush is Lashon in Tainus is, I have no idea why we only do this by Mincha. He says, I have no idea. He doesn't answer the question. He says, I have no idea. I'll read you the Lashon of the rush. The rush says there in Tainus in the fourth parak. He says, Kol Yomai Tamhati, all of my days I'm Metameh. What is the language of the Gemara? Yachid b'tishabav, sorach lahaskir mein ha'me'ora, mistama b'chala tfilas kamar. Arvis, shachris, mincha, kemo, rosh chodesh, purim, b'tainis. So that's it. That's the rush. So he just says, I have no idea. So it's amazing that he's bothered by that, but it's also amazing that he doesn't say, and therefore you should change it. he's meshubit to the mesorah. He doesn't say, and therefore change it. He just says, I don't understand the minhag. I don't understand why it's only done by mincha. If you look in the tour, the Rishonim have fascinating suggestions about why, even opposite suggestions. Opposite. If you look in the tour quotes his father, right, the Rosh, and says, I have no idea. Kol yamai tamhati. He quotes the lashon I just read. And and then he quotes the Rabbi Yehuda Bartzaloni, who says that you have to mention it. You do mention matkimei namara arvis shachris mincha ubishomei atfila matkrinet tanesa kishar tainis sibur. So he says, right, that maybe you should mention it. Umatkirina, you do mention it. So he quotes another minhag that you do mention it in all the tefillas. So he doesn't quote that his father changed it, but he quotes this other daya that you do mention it in all of them. But he also says in shomei atfila, in shomei atfila. V'ika duchti d'nehigi l'meimah arvis shachris rachem ubemincha nachem. The question is, which word do you start off with? Right? We want to get comforted and we want to have rachmanis. So there's no real difference between nachem and rachem, but that is the tour. If you look in the Beis Yosef, though, the Rokeach and the Abu Dram and the Manhig, they all quote various svaras. Why would there be a chilek? So what is the chilek? So some say, they quote this from Rav Sadia Gaon. Maybe at night, it's opposite deus. Maybe at night, you don't want to say it by Myriv and by Shachris because it's like meso muto lefanav, right? You can't give somebody nechama before the kfura, right? And that's why when you don't go, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, it's too early. If the dead body is right in front of the person, you don't say amokim yinachem eschem. So like when, at the beginning of Tisha B'Av, it's like meso muto lefanav, and therefore you can't say nachem yet. So only by mincha already, you know, that's getting a little better. Or the opposite. Or maybe, mincha time, as we know the Gemara says in Tainus, is when the real burning started. That's when the Iker Tisha B'Av is, that's why Dafka, there we say Nachem. Right, so it's kind of opposite svaras of why Nachem would be more appropriate by mincha than earlier. Is it worse or is it better? Well, both of those svaras are given by the Beis Yosef here, quoting the Rishonim. But that's our minhag. And again, it shows you the power of a minhag, of the Mesorah, that the Rosh was bothered, even though he was the Rosh, he did not change it. So here we go. It's all based on that first words that we said. So Yachanan Tisha B'Av has to mention Meina Ma'ora. Ma'o Omer, what does he say? So our girsa here is Rachem. Rachem, Hashem Elokeinu Barachamecha Rabim, U'bechasadecha Nemanim. Compassion in your great kindness. We'll get back to that Lashon. Aleinu V'alamcha Beis Yisrael. And all the city that is mourning, and that's destroyed, that was given to strangers, that are trampled by enemies, and that is crushed by legions, and idol worshippers have been desecrated it, you've given it to the Jews. Ulizera Yishurun Yerusha Harashta. You've given it as a morasha to us. And look at the city; it's destroyed. There was a little discussion, and this was very heated, right after 1967, 1948, 1967, about whether it's whether we should change the words of Nachem or not say it, because how could you call Yerushalayim Avela Chareva Harusa Shomema, destroyed? And desolate, is it desolate? You go to Yerushalayim today, Baruch Hashem, it's amazing. But the answer is, as long as Har Habayis is Har Habayis, it's still desolate. Doesn't matter how much we've built up the city, that's what the consensus has come out, especially even some poskim who thought in 1967 to do one thing after 1973, and as things continued, even they were more hesitant in their shita, because they realized we might be in a geula process, but we're not there yet. And therefore, we can still say, and we still should say, and have to say, Nachem regarding this. The end of Nachem, though, which is quoted here also, it has an important halachic significance too. Ki ba'esh yitzata, you burned it in fire. Ube'esh ata azil of nosa, and you're going to burn, and you're going to build it with fire. Shnei amar v'ani ayeh lo l'num Hashem chomas esh saviv l'chvod ayeh b'tocha. That is the end of Nachem. So we say in Nachem that you destroyed it and you will build it. Big machlokas rishonim. Is Hashem going to bring the Beis HaMikdash down from the heavens, the third Beis HaMikdash, or are we going to build it? Or are we going to build it? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. Right? Machlokas Rishonim, we'll have to figure out and wait to see, who's right, so to speak. But it's a machlokas. If you look at Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah and elsewhere. Sukkah Mem Aleph. Sukkah Mem Aleph. Rashi says, Mikdash ha'asid sha'anu mitzapin banui u'meshuchlal hu yegala v'yavi mishamayim. Shneamar Mikdash Hashem Kornu Yadecha. Rashi in Sukkah Mem Aleph says that the future base of Mikdash, and Tosfos also says that it will come down from heaven. Right, that's Rashi and Tosfos. You look in the Rambam doesn't make a lot of fanfare about it, but the Rambam, when he says, when he talks about Melech HaMashiach, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim, he says, Melech HaMashiach, Asid Lamod Lachzir Malchus Beis David Yoshna. He's going to bring back Malchus Beis David. Ha Memshal HaRishona. Ubone Mikdash. Right, and build the base of Mikdash. U'makabetz Nidche Yisrael. So the Rambam is beferish that the Mashiach is going to help build the Mikdash. So Malchus Rishonim. So one might say yes. The Aruch Laner would rather not say that. The Aruch Laner there in Sukkah says, Elu ve'elu. Right? What are we talking about? Are we talking about the goof of the Beis HaMikdash? Are we talking about the physical Beis HaMikdash? Or are we talking about the spiritual essence of the Beis HaMikdash? Right? And that's Elu ve'elu. Rashi and Tosfos, right, might not be referring to the physical. Devadai Beis HaMikdash lasi lavo yibane binyan mamish bidei adam. For sure. It's the neshama in the guf. As we know, so too here. So Aruch Laner tries to make shalom and say that there is no machlokes. But this is the alluded to. Some bring a raya from this lashon in Nachim about Uba Asid Veish Ata Asid Livnosa. Period. Maybe one other point, and that is the language we say here. We call Hashem the in your, we say have rachmanis in your great chesed and rachamim. Right, as we talk about the greatest tragedy in the Binyan Churban Beis HaMikdash, we say, in your Rachmanis and in your Chasodecha Ne'emanim. Maybe that's an allusion. It's an allusion to a Medrash. Right, the Rav Soloveitchik picks up on this Medrash. Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph Amabez, quote a Medrash that, I'll go back for a second. Rav Soloveitchik wonders, why is it Dafka on Tisha B'Av afternoon is exactly when the halachas start getting a little lighter. We sit on chairs and we have laning, we put on tefillin. Why Dafka? That's when Dafka, the burning started to get worse. Why on Tisha B'Av afternoon do we lighten up a little bit? So Rav Soloveitchik said, really, who deserved punishment on Tisha B'Av? This is in short, he's a whole shiur, but who deserved? We deserve punishment. What did the Beis HaMikdash do wrong? The bricks and the wood, what they do? No. But the question was, up until the last minute even, it was not clear. Was Hashem going to destroy us, Chas v'Shalom, or was He going to take a mashkon? Was He going to take a security instead of us? And up until Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzradan, or Titus, right, so up until they started burning the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't clear what was going to be. Until the last second when the wood started burning and we realized Hashem will never forsake us. And He'll take He will burn the Mikdash and not us. So in an ironic way, in an unusual way, the second that the Beis HaMikdash started burning, we realized that Hashem will never forsake us. That's what Rashi and Tosfos quote that Medrash. Right? Shafach hamasu al eitzim avanim, and that itself gives us a little hope. And maybe that's what's alluded to here. In the Nachem, we say Hashem, Havrachmanis barachamecha rabim ubachasadecha ne'manim. In your chesed and your rachamim, because even in the burning we realize your chesed and your rachamim. Okay, four lines from the bottom. Rav Avdima the Tziporin ba kumi Rabbi Mana he asked Rav Rabbi Mana hechan omra where do you put the main amaora? We spoke about where do you put anenu? Where do you put nachem? Where do you put nachem? So amar lo. So Rabbi Muna says vaidin in at lazu, which the Pnei Moshe explains. You still have this question? Right, the Pnei Moshe. V'chim istavka l'cha, dain l'ha milsa. You still have the question? Don't you know the rule? Kol davar shehu laba, anything that's about the future, meaning it's about kasha, omra bavoda. You say in Ritzei, meaning yala v'yavo. Right, we're saying, please, please, please. So that's, you say in avoda. V'kol davar shehu l'sha'avar, anything about the past, meaning it's thanking omra bahoda. So then you would say it in hoda, in modim. Right, and nachem is about a tefillah. Right, it's about the futures, therefore you should put it into Ritzei. That's what this Rabbi Mana says. Umasnisa Amra, and it's even alluded to in the Mishnah later on in Brachis. V'nosein hoda l'sha'avar. It's a remez. When you're talking about something about the really, that's totally different context. It's about going into a city and you give thanks for getting there safely and you daven that you leave safely. So hodah l'sha'avar, or stay in the city safely. Hodah, anything about the avar is in hodah. Right? With soek la salavo. Anything soek is about listening to our tefillas la salavo. Anything about the future is in that. So, according to this, the Gemara's Baskana is, okay, put Nachim into Ritzei. We don't do that. If you look in the Sefer HaManhig, Sefer HaManhig, right, last week we got to use a Ravon. If you look in the Sefer HaManhig quotes, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, our Midah is to put it into Binyan Yerushalayim. Why? Says the Manhig in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, quotes this maybe from Efsad Yagon, V'hatam l'fishet tzarech lomar b'chol bracha mein kol bracha u'bracha im yirtze. You could always expand the bracha about in the, if it's the right topic. Kemo, im ha'yitzarech l'refuah omer b'birchas cholim, l'parnasa omer b'birchas hashanim. So therefore, this is about Binyan Yerushalayim. So you put it into Binyan Yerushalayim, and that's our minug, says the Manig. Also, the answer to the trivia question, one of the four brachas they only say, according to our minug, right, we're wondering, the Rush wonders why it is, but why you only, four brachas you only say once a year. In Eretz Yisrael, it's seven brachas you only say once a year, but even in Chutz La'aretz, there's only four brachas you say once a year. So, according to our minug, Ashkenazic custom, this is one of them, Nachim. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shmon Esrei, getting back to the Mishnah said that every day, the Tanakhama said you say Shmon Esrei, and Yeshua says, no, you could say a shortened version of Shmon Esrei. Ezohi Me'ein Shmon Esrei, we take out that word, right? Rav Amar Sof Kol Bracha U'Bracha. What does it mean? That you could skip the middle part of every bracha. You still have to say the end of every single bracha. So you still have 18 brachas. Ushmol Amar Rosh Kol Bracha U'Bracha. Shmuel says, no, you could combine and say the first line of every bracha, but and end off with Shomei Tefillah, meaning all the bakashas in the middle could be one big bracha. Is Tani Tani Sheva Me'ein Shmon Esrei? Is Tani Tani Shmon Esrei Me'ein Shmon Esrei? One brisa says 7, one brisa says 18. So Manda Amar Sheva Me'ein Shmon Esrei Me'sayel Shmuel. The brisa that says 7 Me'ein Shmon Esrei, that's like Shmuel, because Shmuel says you could put them all together in one bracha. Manda Amar Shmon Esrei Me'ein Shmon Esrei Me'sayel Rav. So it's a brisa that supports each one. Reb Zeira Shalach Rabbi Nachum Gabi Reb Yanai Bar Shmuel. Reb Zeira sent Reb Nachman, who was next to Reb Yanai, Amar Le. So he's going to bring Amar Ezo Hi Sheva Me'ein Shmon Esrei to Shmuel. Where, what is that, you know, bracha when Shmuel puts it all together? You know, what is that structure? What is the nosach? Amar Le, the following. Havineinu, called Havineinu. Havineinu is for every phrase. Here is a reference to a bracha. Avinenu is from the word atachonin, bina. Ritzei tshuvaseinu, slach lanu, go aleinu, refach aleinu, barech shenaseinu. Right, all of these. And then we say, and what about Amar Rebbe Chagai, im hayu gushamim, and if it's the time for rain, omrim gishmei bracha. Im hayu tzalalim, omrim tzalalei bracha. Right, that's for instead of v'sein bracha and v'sein talamatar. If you look in the Bavli says, no, you can't say havinenu during the winter because you have to say v'sein talamatar. And this, you can't have a phrase like this because then it gives the impression that it's a separate bracha. And therefore, you don't want to give that impression. So therefore, you just can't say, do this during the winter. Kimifuzarim ato makabetz. We'll continue in the brisa, right? That's from Kibbutz Golias. V'toa malecha lishpot, v'ala that's hashiva, v'al harishoyim tashis yadecha, v'al malshinim, v'yisbechu kochose bach, right? That's ala tzadikim, v'vinyan irecha, u'bechidish beish mikdashecha, u'betzemach david avdecha, right? Even though we said earlier that according to some minhagim, there was no separate bracha as a samach david, but here it sounds like there is. Ki terem nikra atasane, kamur, v'yaterem nikra v'ani ane, odhim edamrim v'ani ashma, bracha l'ashem, Shomei Tefillah. Right, that's all Shmuel's version of what Rabbi Yoshua meant by Me'ein Shmon Esrei. V'yomer shalosh brachos bishonos v'shalosh achronos. And then the Girsa takes out the next six, seven words. Period. So that is all like Shita Shmuel, to prove Shita Shmuel within Rabbi Yoshua. Next Mishnah, Lachadalid Mishnah. Rabbi Yezer Omer, ha'oset tefillah so keva ein tefillah so tachnunim. If somebody makes their tefillah set, it's not tachnunim. What does set mean? So the Pnei Moshe here quotes Rashi on the Mishnah. We discussed this a couple of days ago also. So domei alav kamasui. What is set? That you dive in like it's a burden. V'lashon keva omer cho kavua alai lehis palel. I have to dive in. V'tzorach ani leftar mimena. I have to dive in and finish and get rid of my obligation. We spoke last week about Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful idea that all other mitzvos are exactly this. Right? Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says, what does it mean mitzvos alahenos tenu? It's a cho kavua on your neck that you have to do. Exactly what Rashi says that you can't do here. But Shmona Esrei is different. Tefillah is different. All other mitzvahs are lav, right? They're defined like that, but not here. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillah, Shulchan Aruch says, an important, well, this simon, right, according to this Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzadi Ches Gimel, Yispalo Derech Tachnunim, Kirush HaMevakish B'Pesach U'Benachas, like a poor person who's at the door begging, Shalotira Teira'e Olav Kimasa, it shouldn't appear like a burden, U'Mevakish Lipadim, right, that is the Shulchan Aruch. And if you look in the Bir Halacha says, Ma Ma'od Sarech Adam Lizar Bazeh, how careful we have to be to have this attitude when we daven. There are some poskim that say you have to daven again if you don't have this attitude. The Bir Halacha says, I don't go that far. I don't go that far. Right? Because many halachas that are mentioned in the Gemara are only lechatchila. Sitting a little bit before you daven is only lechatchila. So you have to try your best, but you wouldn't have to daven again if you don't have this attitude. Weiter. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Amalek Malakam Sakanim is Val Tefillah Katsara. Somebody's walking in a dangerous area, daven a short tefillah. We take out, Rabbeinu Yonah takes out the three words Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, because this is not Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. The Havinenu we had earlier of Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, that was a shortened 18. But the following is just a short, a little tefillah. It's not instead of the 18. V'yomer, Hoshi Hashem Es Amcha Es Yisrael, right, please save us. B'chol Parshas HaIbor, at any time of Ibor, which the Gemara in Bavli and Brachos Chavtes has different deos. Does Ibor mean from the word pregnant, Hashem is full of anger on us, or does it mean from the word Aveira, that we're doing Aveiras? Either way, at all times, Yitzarachem Lefanecha, our need should be in front of you. Brachot Hashem, Shomei HaTfilah, V'sachanunim is the Gersa that we have in our Mishnah. Rebbe Lazar over, somebody makes their tefillah keva, so then their tefillah is not compassion in front of Hashem. Rebbe Yevo B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, we shouldn't daven like we read a letter. Any different pshat than what that means? Without feeling, and just without getting focusing. Rebbe Acha B'Shem Rebbe Yossi, even more than that. Tzorach L'chadish B'Dar B'Chol Yom. You have to be mechadish something every day. Every day you have to be mechadish something in the tefillah. Achi Tofel Hayim Espala Shalosh Tefillos Chadash B'Chol Yom. Achi Tofel, remember Dove's advisor, right? He was mechadish every tefillah. He was mechadish something new. Every tefillah. Amar Rebbe Zira, Kozman Davina Abed Kane. Whenever I used to do that, Rebbe Zira says, Havina Toa, I used to mess up. Because I used to start saying something new, and then I couldn't figure out how to get back to where I was talking about. So he sounds like you're not supposed to, right? Don't make up some new things. For less lecha ella, just go like the first opinion. Ki demar avo b'shem Rebbe Lazar b'vachol yehi kakor b'igaris. Do it with feeling and do it with kavana, but you don't have to make up your new brachas. Rebbe Lazar yemis palel tefillah chadasha b'chol yom. He daven one tefillah every day. One tefillah. If he picked out one, b'chol bracha, meaning in the Haredim explains this means with all the middle brachos, he was mechadish something within the bracha. Rebbe Yevo, ha'im avarech bracha chadash b'chol yom. One bracha. One bracha used to have new. Period. Stop there. We'll make a comment. Why Dafka Achitofel? Why was he the one that had the new tefillahs every day? So I saw in the Minchas Alazar, the Munkacher, who says, it's quoted also, the Har is quoted in the back, that Achitofel was one of the most anti-Malchus Beis David people out there, as we know. Right? He was the one that wanted to get David usurped, and that's why he went on Avshalom's side, and that's why he ultimately killed himself, because he realized his advice wasn't taken. So that's what the Minchas Elazar says. Al Kain, in so much of our Shmoneh Esrei, it's all about David HaMelech, HaMachos Beis David, and the Semach David, and even Elokei Avraham Yisrael, Elokei Chastei Avos. It's all about the Mesorah. Ki Nusach HaTfilah HaLaz Shaya Az Mekubal. Even if it wasn't totally written yet, it was all about Malchus Beis David, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shiyava V'Yigalena B'Mehirav Yameinu. Goal Yisrael, Hashiva Shavteinu, HaSemach David, Boni Yerushalayim. And even Zohar Chastei Avos, so maybe Goal of Nevinayim. That's talking about all of David. And Achitofel couldn't stand that. Couldn't stand that. V'zehaya kikotz machiv la'achitofel shaya soni l'machlus beis David kanal alkein lo espalo nusach shalanu rak espalo nusach shalosh achidei shebechol yom yom tefillah chadasha rak lo minei v'lo miksasei. We're not interested in any of his chidushim, but that's fascinating. By Tzdafka Achitofel that did that. But again, the power of the fixed tefillah is crucial. The Meshech Chachma. We'll finish with this. And Vayechi talks about right the pacharbi uvakashti on that two on that. Unkelus that Yaakov Avinu says, I conquered Becharbi with my sword, Uvakashti with my bow. And Unkelus says, that's talking about tefillah, slow son of a Usa. And the Meshech Chachma says, there are two types of tefillahs. There's the fixed tefillah, that was made by Nevi'im and the prophets, and there's the new tefillas. And he quotes this Yerushalmi, like Achitofel. He says, a sword, you don't have to like do much by a sword. You touch the sword, and it causes bleeding. A bow and arrow, it depends how far you pull back, and it depends how good of an archer you are. You don't have to be such a good sword doer, but to touch a sword is sharp itself. So he says, that's also the tilas. The fixed text that we have, that's like a sword, because that has power inherently that the Chazal put into it. But the new tilas, the chiddush tilas, new kavanas, that only depends on your kavana. Depends how hard you pull back the things that you add. So one has to be more careful, the Mashiach Chachma says, by the new tefillahs, because that requires kavana, shalema, and ritzuya. But again, it doesn't mean that. This is talking about making up new. We don't make up our new tefillahs. We could add in a couple of lines here and there when we think it's appropriate, but we definitely say the fixed tefillah. We don't move without the tefillahs made by Chazal. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue B'Hashem next time with Reb Yossi.